Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a very eclectic audience today.
Very diverse.
Very diverse. We love it, man. We are Dukes and Bell. Hi, 92.9 The Game. We're up here at the Twisted Oar. We meet all kind of interesting people all the time, and we love running into listeners. And we had a lovely lady named Linda that was just here moments ago, and she came in, and we were talking, and she was waving to us and basically saying, hey, you know, I love you guys, and we're like, we love you.
But
so we go to break. And she walks over and, you know, she tells us her son, actually, Mike, has a boat detailing place
right
up the road. And so, obviously, we're on the lake here. And then she says, you know, I listen to you guys every day, all the time. I work in the afternoon, and every day I go home, I have you guys on. We're like, wow, thank you so much.
But
the other day I had to turn you off. So Mike and I kind of look at each other and go, for what? What? Why was that? And she says, you...
She points at me.
You wouldn't stop talking about Kirk Cousins.
And I said, wait a minute. I had the man as – oh, shut up, Kirk. And Kirk's up here. So, Kirk, join us at the lake. We'll buy shots. Oh, no, he's probably in Vegas. He's at a house.
Yeah.
In Vegas. But, no, I had the man crush on Kirk Cousins the way Carl has the man crush right now on Tua Tagovailoa.
You say it.
You said it.
Here's the deal.
And
no.
I told her, I said, what did we say about Kirk Cousins? He was threatened by a drafted quarterback that was never supposed to be drafted.
Mike, don't go here. She's going to turn us off again. Then, don't do it.
And then he basically, because of the threat, never came kosher with his injury status. If we had Joe Journeyman, if it was Trevor Siemian back then.
You're going to go down this road. You're just going to keep grinding it.
Kirk Cousins would have said, hey, coach, I need a couple of weeks. My arm's jacked up. And then we'd have been fine. But because there was this young buck stud, he was felt threatened. So he wasn't forthcoming with the injury status. And, look, I don't expect anybody to take themselves out without the coach saying, you're out. But still, I love Kirk. I'll always enjoy our time together, Carl. But he broke our heart.
On your deathbed, Mike Bell, he wished you well.
It was an outpatient procedure at Emory.
Mike!
I had a stent placed in my...
Okay, in so my why did you
that
post
man
the
volunteered to pay for your whole procedure, Mike Bell.
That's nonsense. Kirk
Wait,
Cousins,
he did?
He said, get better, feel better. I said, thanks, Kirk. Wish things worked out here.
Couldn't
What's
have just said thank
that?
You. You just couldn't have said thank you. Love the work
Mayday,
you do.
What would you have said?
Just be nice in that moment. But no, you couldn't do it.
No, I mean, I don't know, Mike. You probably should have took the.
All I said was.
And by the way, the reason he reached out,
it didn't work out.
You're making this out to be it was an outpatient day situation. You had every device known to man hooked up to you when you took that picture. Okay,
there were a lot of sensors.
So everybody was like, "Oh my God, Mike's
on his
deathbed."
Like the robot of Superman too.
He's on his deathbed, and Kirk Cousins had the courage. After all the stuff you said about him, to reach out to you in that moment where he thought you were on your deathbed and say, Mike, get well soon.
I had a lot of sensors on me. There was a sensor pack above my shoulder. It made it look worse than it was.
You should. That was your perfect opportunity, Mike, to say, you know what, Kirk, let's just have a sit-down conversation.
You know what I should have said? Tell the boss we need an open competition this summer.
Oh,
that's
you know what?
That wouldn't have went well.
That wouldn't have went well either.
That's what we needed. No, in hindsight, we just anointed Penix and didn't let him play any preseason games. And then he was a mixed bag when they should have had a competition with Cousins. And you brought this up. We didn't. No, you and I didn't come to this realization until like Christmas last year.
Yeah, well, look, it's all the things that coaches should have saw. Just like they should have saw the coup situation. They didn't have the courage to go back and say, Kirk Cousins right now is a better quarterback. And therefore, we're going to open up the competition and allow him to bid for it or at least play for it. 404-726-0929. Linda, we hope you didn't turn us off. But thank you for coming out here to the Twisted Oar. We see some familiar faces in the audience as well, man. So
hey,
it's good.
Man. It's good. By the way, Dave's at the bar. I see Dave in the blue shirt.
Where's Dave?
Right there. He's chatting away.
Okay, I got it.
So
him.
He won the B. Mike Bell's wingman contest.
Yes.
With Guinness years ago. In Las Vegas.
He's still alive.
He's still alive.
Okay.
I'm dancing with a girl on the dance floor.
Because that's the most surprising thing is he won a Guinness contest with you and he's still able to walk.
So imagine, Carl, you're at the club with the old Rum Jungle, and I'm dancing on the dance floor. And then Dave just jumps right in the dance floor. He's like, "Hey, Mike, are you going to have sex with her?"
Oh, wow!
I'm like, "Dave, you're killing
the statue
Dave,
right now, Mike.
Dave, you're killing my mood."
Is
right
that
now.
What you did, Dave? That's
Dave,
not a good look.
It. You said it, Dave, and I'm paraphrasing.
That's not a good look.
Yeah, he was. Dave, are you single now? Or are you still married? It don't matter.
There goes another listener.
Lauren says, Mike's just pow, pow, pow. Who else wants to be offended for life by me? Come on down to
man.
The Twisted Ore here on Lake Lanier.
Well, no, it's good to see you. I'm glad. I think I met him years ago.
Yes. He came over to Hooters in
Mullet,
Georgia.
Yeah.
That's our boy.
So good to see you, man. Hey, we have a lot more to dive into. We will get back into the Braves. We'll talk more about the NBA Finals, which is absolutely incredible last night. More on the Falcons as well. But right now, let's go around the NFL in 4th and 1. Lamar Jackson on his new offensive coordinator. I feel like there's going to be a lot of explosiveness this year. He likes the way the plays are being called and the creativity. This is a paraphrase. I'm paraphrasing here with Lamar Jackson. But, Mike, he talks about this in such a glowing way as if he's about to take the next step. Look, the next step for Lamar Jackson is a Super Bowl, right? And I don't think anybody with just paying a little bit of attention to what's been going on around the NFL, specifically the Ravens, Harbaugh didn't just leave, okay? 17 years as the Ravens head coach. Second longest tenure behind Mike Tomlin, who also walked away from the Steelers. But the point is, guys, those guys are so instrumental in everything that was going on with the organization, Mike. I think Lamar had a little something to do with this.
Well, Jesse Minter is the new head coach. Never been a head coach before. Now, the offensive coordinator he's talking about, great name, Declan Doyle.
I'm sorry?
Declan Doyle.
That's his name?
Sounds like a bad guy from Peaky Blinders.
Don't say that fast.
Declan Doyle. I'm Declan Doyle from the Declan Doyles of Derry.
Keep saying it.
Anyway, Declan Doyle. He's the OC. Now, he was Caleb Williams' offensive coordinator in 2025. So that's his 1 year, and obviously Williams took it to another level because they brought in somebody from, I know, obviously Detroit who knew something about offense. Mm. But you got a second-year OC, a first-year head coach, and Lamar Jackson's got comment. No, it's good because he's singing Kumbaya.
Yes.
Until he won't be.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, like, you can play this blame game. And look, what I'm telling you is Lamar made a lot more money than Harbaugh did. So they made the choice to go on and move on and get a new coach. But I want to see him take the next step. This is the same thing with Josh Allen. As great as Josh Allen has been, the next step for these guys is to get to a Super Bowl, and neither one of them have been able to do it. And last year, they didn't have Patrick Mahomes in their way. So we will see.
I mean, if you're the Buffalo Bills, you've got to be kicking yours. I mean, I say this every time we talk NFL, but the Bills, man, boy, was at their window last year. But now we'll see how, you know, there's so many Ravens fans because, as you always say, familiarity breeds contempt. Mm. And who's it, Dennis Williams? You know, they are who they thought we are. Remember?
Dennis, you're talking about the old Green.
I said Williams. Denny Green was the Minnesota Vikings coach later on with the Cardinals.
That's right.
And he always felt that 10 years was too long in one place. And so Harbaugh, if you talk to any Ravens fan, and I met a few, by the way, at the Indy 500 that drove over, but they all hated Harbaugh. They were so ready to turn the page with Harbaugh. Okay, well, now you got the next guy. See what you be careful what you wish for.
No doubt. And I think he's going to do a great job with the Giants. I don't know if they're the best team. I still think, like, the Eagles in that division and the Cowboys are going to be good. You hear me.
But the thing is, the Eagles' offense, the same mindset. Be careful what you wish for. A.J. Brown, he's been the cancer in that locker room. Well, he's gone. Now
so,
what?
So while you're talking about that, Mike, Jalen Hurts said this in regard to the A.J. Brown trade. You come into it and you have a sense of pride in how it began and definitely what we were able to accomplish. Nothing can take away from that. Feels great, the things we were able to do. But now it's time to focus on achieving great things with this new iteration of this team. So he's giving A.J. Brown his props, but he's also saying, like, hey, I'm not looking in the past. I need to, you know, to move on with this wide receiving core. You keep asking the question. They did draft a couple of guys. How good are the Eagles going to be at that position?
Lemon, again, big time stud. Remember, he was the one we joked around about, you know, how he presented himself on draft night
with the shades,
looking like he was part of a Key and Peele skit.
With the shades,
but he's got tremendous upside. But again, are you going? Did you replace one knucklehead for another knucklehead?
Right. Yeah, and that's really the big question. Hey, speaking of quarterbacks, let's hear from Deshaun Watson, Mike, his owner, Jimmy Haslam. giving a little criticism, talking about the quarterback situation. Jimmy paid him. So if anybody should point the finger, it should be him. But here's what Deshaun Watson's talking about, because he may start this year. Everybody's saying he's going to have the upper leg simply based on the salary.
I mean, the relationship is great. I mean, Ms. D, Jimmy, they were at my wedding. We talk all the time. He calls me whenever. You know, it happens and things like that. You know, one of my favorite baseball players that I've been watching is Bryce Harper. Sometimes he swings, but he stands back up and he gets an opportunity and he hits his own run. So you never know what the opportunity might show up, and that's what I have right now.
Is he going to hit a home run? Is Deshaun Watson going to establish himself again as a top five quarterback in this league?
I'd like to think, if you're Deshaun Watson, as you and I were joking yesterday, Jimmy Haslam's like, well, look, I spent $230 million guaranteed. Can I get at least one full season, maybe a trip to the playoffs?
One.
So, again, if you felt Shedeur Sanders, there was an agenda last year. No, now there really is an agenda, because they're going to try to give Deshaun Watson every chance to be out there.
Hey, can we go back to that Vegas dance floor story you were telling? I'm just curious. Now, I'm looking at I'm looking. What's his name again?
That's Dave.
So did you?
Well, it was BB before Becky.
Yes, of course.
Yes, despite him.
Yeah, I'm just actually, you got me now, curious now.
I will actually say in his defense, even though the timing was a bit awkward, when we get to the bar and we had VIP at Mandalay Bay at Rum Jungle, our friend Nader, the old host, and the girl's like, so what was the deal with that guy? I go, well, he won a contest on my radio station. And then she started playing with her hair. You're on the radio?
Oh,
so you know how that goes. It worked out well.
Okay, fair
and
enough.
I said I was a talk show host. He won the Guinness, you know, be Mike Bell's wingman, you know. And you know, then he lost his watch.
He did?
And then I cooked up a story where we came up with a Mandalay Bay letterhead and say, sorry you lost your watch in the wave pool.
He didn't lose it in the wave pool.
I'm just saying. I came up with a real good fix for a very difficult situation.
Okay.
You know, you think Winston Wolfe in, like, Pulp Fiction? I could be a fixer. Many things I could do if I wasn't on radio. I'd be a fixer. I'd be a wheelman for bank heists and getaways. But anyway, we worked it out.
Okay. Yeah, I just was wondering, because I didn't want to leave that story open-ended where jumps on the dance floor, you're dancing with a beautiful woman, and he says, hey, are you going to with her? And then you leave it out there for everybody to wonder.
No, it all worked out. At the end of the day, it didn't deter from a great evening. And I will say this for you youngsters out there, you know all the great nightclubs, you know, like Live in Miami at the Fountain Blue Carl and everything, you know, you name it, Tao Beach in Vegas.
Yeah.
There was, you know, because you and I experienced it, there was nothing like Rum Jungle.
No, it was a great club. It was a great club. Like live waterfalls inside this club. It was great.
Giant Day-Day, 25-foot bongo players. I mean, the people weren't 25 foot. That'd be strange. The bongos were 25 feet.
Yeah.
No, amazing.
It was a good time, man. Hey, we've got plenty more to get to. Want to remind you, Atlanta.
Remember that time we ran up the tab at was that the first time that your wife found out about me?
Yeah, I think it was.
We were at the club called Blush at Wynn. And I think, Michelle, the line was $4,500 Visa charge for VIP.
Yeah. She thought it was a strip club. She did.
Because I think the line was, I think you and I were heading out there, and I said, we'll split it.
You did say that. Well, I think you said that when the bill came.
Well, it was $9,000. I mean, it was a $9,000 VIP
I thought I was
charge.
Just riding, Day-Day. I thought I was just, I'm out here having a good time. I mean, and then my man goes, we're going to split this.
Now,
I'm sorry?
Truth be told, the tab was $8,000, but you got a tip.
Split. How am I getting home?
So that's how when Carl and I finally worked together, Michelle was anticipating the worst.
Yeah, well, it happens, man. Atlanta's radio home of comprehensive world coverage is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Every night from now through the end of the tournament, join Jason Longshore for special editions of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason will be covering all the major storylines, previews, and analysis, guys, of every match all the way through the final on July 19th. It's brought to you by Ford Local Ford Dealers. Visit your local Ford dealer and by Michelob Ultra. They're out here with us today, official beer sponsor of FIFA World Cup 26. That's Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore every night from now until July 19th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we return, we got to talk more about the guy Mike just called a bum. He's on his deathbed, and Kirk Cousins had the courage, after all the stuff you said about him, to reach out to you in that moment where he thought you were on your deathbed and say, Mike, get well soon.
I had a lot of...
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
At the show today, and we were talking about the Braves last night and how weird it was. You called him a bum. Some people have already taken offense to the fact that the season's not over. Why are you calling him a bum? Austin Riley's been really good. Let's be clear.
Bum.
Mike just said he's not been good for the last two seasons.
He's batting 200. He's got 31 home runs in two seasons, okay, if you go back to 24 and 25. Now, ability, availability, we've talked
That's
about
right.
that. For all you guys with your secret agendas, i.e. racism, who crap on it on Acuna, but Austin Riley gets a pass. Okay, and like I know that's a small percentage of Braves fans. I don't want to indict the entire Braves nation because that's not the case. But we get it on social media. Maybe it's toxic. I don't know. But there's always these guys that are just ready to harp on Ronald Acuna. And for some reason, Austin Riley gets a pass because he's a good old boy from Mississippi. He's not hitting. He just got picked off first base. Okay, you're not exactly a base stealer. And we talked about our first base coach conundrum. But, I mean, look, the good news is most people don't care because you're in first place by a long shot.
Yep.
And you're projected. But this is the stuff that will come back. He needs to start hitting. Okay? You can't have an empty hole in the lineup. Think about when he was hitting in 23. There was not a weak spot in that lineup. Same thing goes for 21, which with some of its parts had lineup. Guys, I'm not cherry-picking on Austin Riley. I'm just telling you, he's not doing his job. And as our old agent, who's up in heaven, used to say, Carl, to whom much is given, much is expected.
There is a lot expected.
I don't think that's unfair criticism of Austin Riley.
No.
I just know guys are ready to chirp about Acuna, who last time I checked is 40 points higher than Riley.
Guys, he's having one of the worst seasons of his career. It's just that simple. And when you are one of the marquee guys, if I was to ask any Braves fan, who are the three or four guys you can count on, right? The three guys would be in no particular order, Riley, Olson, Acuna, right? Money Harris is having an amazing season, and maybe he's exceeding our expectations. But those three guys, you expect them to produce runs, Mike. You expect them to get on base. You expect them to be those guys at the plate. And two of those guys, Acuna's been hurt, now he's hurt again. The other guy, Olson, is holding his weight. And then the third guy, and Riley, is not done a damn thing. So I'm not going to call him a bum, but people are reacting to you saying that because, oh, to your point, how beloved Austin Riley is. When a guy is not performing, he's not performing.
He's playing like he's not a bum as a human being.
No.
He's playing like
a bum. Like a bum.
I mean, guys, it is what it is. Riley's not hitting. You know, he's just not, okay? And then, the entire team's base running has been abysmal. I think maybe that's the only area of Walt Weiss I would be maybe critical is they really overcorrected as far as trying to be aggressive on the base paths,
yeah.
And they had to dial it back, and that's fine. But I just feel as a fan, Braves fans, you're living in a fool's paradise. You think it's not going to come back to bite you in the dog days of August if Riley keeps underperforming like this.
Yeah, 404-726-0929. Can any of you say that's not the most disappointing part of this season so far? Like all the brilliant things that have happened with our team, including being in first place, Harris balling out of control, the contributions you're getting from the Dubons of the world. Like there's a lot of positives. This, and we're talking about Austin Riley specifically, the most disappointing thing so far this season, Mike. And we say that because the caveat is still the team has been so good. You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
So you got to be able to, isolate this and say, hey, if there was one thing that I think we could correct and maybe help us get to the next level, it's not making a trade, guys. It's the guy you have on this team that's making a lot of money that should be hitting for you.
Right. So hopefully this changes. But, I mean, he's tried everything. We'll talk to Grant McCauley, guys, coming up at 520 live from the Twisted Oar here on Lake Lanier. Having a great time. We've got a full house. Good time. Fun time. But, I know that he's tried to be aggressive, start swinging earlier in the count,
yep.
First pitch swinging. Strikeouts have been really, I think for his career, was at a high, very high rate. So, again, he knows it. He's struggling. But, I mean, it's weird that this just never seems to get any traction with Braves Nation because he's one of their guys. That's fine. That's fine. I'm just saying, he hasn't done squat for the last three seasons.
No. And by the way, we would take the same approach if this was anybody else on the team. This is
Ozzie, for instance.
This is what it is.
Ozzie's having a good year. The last 2 years for Ozzie have been terrible.
Yeah.
By his standards.
Well, that's why we
here's the standard, right?
We wondered if Alex would pick up that option, right? Remember we had him on at the end of last season, and he was like, I'll give it to you guys. We're going to pick up the option. And we were like, oh. It wasn't necessarily a surprise because the money wasn't monumental, but it was a surprise more about coming off the season he had come off of. Do you think he can rebound? Obviously, they did, and they picked it
well,
up.
I mean, he'll have the All-Star break because he ain't an All-Star to figure this out this year is Austin Riley. You know, and I don't know. We've talked about everything from changing his approach, his swing, where he stands in the box, a slump buster, to I don't know where you go. You know, I mean, look, the good news is you're spending more money per season, but it's only 1 year on Ha-Seong Kim.
Yep.
But you've got guys who can pick up the slack, and Mateo has been great. Dubon has been great. But you know, with Austin, you know, here's the problem though with Acuna and the, you know, in the outfield. Now you've got to play a guy every night in distress. You can't hit lefties if you have a lefty going up against you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's that's why I just look. I just feel there's a window here. There's some really good things happening. I wanted to be proactive, but I don't know what the answer is. There's no answer for Austin. We can grab a pitcher. You can grab a hitter at the trade deadline to shore up the outfield. But how do you get Austin Riley on track?
Well, that's the thing. What if we still do those things, and Riley's still not hitting? Like, to me, that's the biggest hole in this lineup. You're paying him too much, Mike, to sit him for, you know, for multiple series. So when we talk about, hey, you know, give him a rest, okay, that's going to be a game. It's not going to be three or four series.
Right.
So even if we do those things, that's still the biggest hole right now in this lineup. All right, want to hear from you guys at 404-726-0929. You can chime in because people were reacting to that as we were talking about the Braves losing last night, and it wasn't Austin Riley's fault.
No,
we were
no,
just
no.
saying
– nobody was hitting last night.
Nobody. But we were just saying, like, hey, this is something that needs to be better on this team. That's it.
And I just wonder, you know, look, Michael Harris, Money Harris from the second half of last season on through his parenthood has been raking.
Yeah.
And he's great. Can't wait. I just hope that Drake Baldwin doesn't lose that mojo because he was on fire. Well, guy hit me up earlier. He says, you really need Murphy back. I don't think we're going to see Murphy.
I don't think so
I don't
either.
Know if we're going to even see Murphy again this year.
I don't think
but
so.
But I get it. The wear and tear of a catcher, that's why you want to have some days where he's either DH or he's got the day off. But Murph, I mean, you tell me when Murph comes back.
It's a good question. It really is. All right, man. Day-Day is coming up. What's on his mind? We'll find out. Also, we'll talk more about this collapse. You saw and witnessed history last night, and it was pretty amazing. But when we come back, we'll find out what's on Day-Day's mind as we're live at the Twisted Oar.
I like this bar. What's that country song? I love this bar. I
Mike,
love this
that's
bar.
Every country song.
Well, yeah, you're right. In my Chevrolet.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.